SBS Radio.
Ang Australia ay nakapagtala ng pinakamababang bilang ng nasuring HIV buhat noong 2001 ayon sa isang bagong ulat. Samantalang ang bilang ng mga nasuring kaso ay bumaba sa mga lalaking gay at bisexual, hindi nagkaroon ng parehong pagbaba sa mga heterosexuals at mga katutubong populasyon. Sa ating wika, narito ang ulat ni Bethans Moleniek. Ang bilang ng mga nasuring may HIV ay nasa pinakamababa buhat noong 2001 na kung saan 835 kaso ang naibalita sa Australia noong 2018. Ipinakita ng pinakahuling ulat mula sa Kirby Institute ng University of New South Wales na nitong nakalipas na 5 taon, nagkaroon ng 23% ng pagbaba sa bilang ng mga nasuri sa HIV. Sinabi ng pinuno ng HIV Surveillance, Evaluation at Research Program ng Kirby Institute, Professor Rebecca Guy, na ang dami ng mga kaso ay bumaba sa halos lahat ng estado at teritoryo nitong nakalipas na taon.
In 2014, there were close to 1,100 HIV diagnoses in Australia. Steady declines, and in 2018, 834 new HIV diagnoses. It's the lowest number we've seen in 18 years. Last year, we reported a 7% decline. This year, we're able to report a 23% decline, and the decline has been seen across Australia.
Ang pangunahing dahilan ng pagbaba ay kakabit ng isang malaking bawas ng bilang ng mga ibinabalitang kaso na mga lalaking may kaparehang lalaki din. Sa pagitan ng taong 2014 at 2018, nagkaroon ng 30% ng pagbaba sa mga grupo ng taong nasuring may HIV. Ang pagbaba sa bilang ng mga lalaking gay at bisexual ay sinasabing dahil sa opsyon ng pagsubok na naging mas madali, pagganda ng paggagamot ng HIV at ang pagsisimula ng preventive medication. Ayon sa pinuno ng HIV Epidemiology ng Prevention Program ng Kirby Institute, Professor Andrew Gurlich, ang paggawa ng exposure prophylaxis o PrEP medication na maaaring mabili sa ilalim ng Pharmaceutical Benefit Scheme noong nagdaang taon ay nakabawas ng malaki sa bilang ng mga kaso.
PrEP is a one pill once a day treatment which is highly effective in preventing HIV. It's a reduced combination of the same drugs that are used for treating HIV, and when taken as prescribed, it's close to 100% effective in preventing HIV.
Sinabi ni Professor Grulich na ang pagtatapos ng taong 2018, aabot sa 85,000 tao ang tatanggap ng PrEP sa PBS. Itinagdag niyang samantalang ang mga datos ay maganda, maraming tao ang nangangailangang yumakap sa PrEP upang matapos ang HIV sa Australia.
We're really quite pleased with the way that many gay and bisexual men have embraced PrEP as a way to protect themselves from HIV. We do have research data that suggests that 41% of gay men in 2017, 41% of those at high risk of HIV were taking PrEP. The data from mathematical modeling, however, would suggest that PrEP coverage needs to be significantly higher if we want to keep moving towards HIV elimination.
At samantalang walang malaking pagbabawa sa bilang ng mga nasuring may HIV sa komunidad ng mga lalaking gay at bisexual, ang bilang ng mga lalaking isinilang sa Australia na nasusuring may HIV ay hindi bumaba. Pagdating sa mga lalaking heterosexual,
it's important to note here that for heterosexual diagnoses, these diagnoses are about 200 per year, which is actually a small number considering the large population of heterosexuals in Australia. But what you can see is the diagnoses have remained stable, and we haven't seen the same rate of decline as you can see for men or sex with men.
Ganoon din ang populasyon ng mga katutubo at Torres Strait Islanders na nasuring may HIV ay nananatiling pareho nitong nagdaang 5 taon. Si Associate Professor James Ward, ang pinuno ng Aboriginal Health Infectious Diseases Research sa South Australian Institute for Health and Medical Research. Sinabi niya na ang bilang ng mga nasuri ay doble para sa mga hindi katutubo at taga Torres Strait. Ayon sa kanya, kailangan ng estratehiya para mapigilan at magamot ang kanilang target.
There has been no significant change, and certainly not a corresponding decrease as has occurred in the non-Aboriginal population. And that's despite Aboriginal and Torres Strait Islander people noted as a priority population in policy and clinical guidelines around Australia. And we think that the impact of PrEP is not having a great effect in our population, and this requires targeted interventions to make sure that Aboriginal and Torres Strait Islander people are not left behind.
Samantalang ipinakikita ng ulat ang pangangailangan ng karagdagang pagpigil at paggagamot sa ilang grupo, sinabi ng CEO ng Australian Federation of AIDS Organization, Daryl O'Donnell, na maganda ang pangako ng datos.
Australia really now does have all the tools that we need in order to drive HIV to low level. Really what this data reminds us all is that we do have that opportunity in Australia. It will require very, very intensive effort, particularly to get to those who are not currently benefiting, whether that's gay men who aren't community connected, who aren't Australian born, who aren't living in the big cities, or Aboriginal and Torres Strait Islander communities or heterosexual communities. There will need to be a really intensive passion of effort.
SBS Filipino, sa radio, online at mobile.
Tell us what you think. Rate this podcast on iTunes. It helps other people to find us.